首先请我们一起来翻开圣经耶利米书二十三章。
Let's all first turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23.
耶利米书二十三章二十三节。
Jeremiah 23:23.
二十三节，主说：“我岂为近处的神？不，不也为远处的神吗？”
23. Am I a God near at hand, says the Lord, and not a God afar off?
二十四节，主说：“人岂能在隐秘处藏身，使我看不见他呢？”主说：“我岂不充满天地吗？”
24. Can anyone hide himself in secret places, so I shall not see him? Says the Lord. Do I not fill heaven and earth? Says the Lord.
在人有远有近。
In the eyes of man, there is a distance of far and near.
我们不喜欢的东西，不喜欢的人，我们就离他远远的。
For those people we don't like, or the things we don't like, we keep them afar.
神说。他是近处的神，也是远处的神。
The Lord says that He is near at hand, and yet He is also afar off.
二十四节告诉我们说，神是充满着天地。
And verse 24 tells us that the Lord fills the heaven and earth.
这在表明神跟人不一样的地方。
This is to portray the difference between man and God.
神是全能的神，他充满天地。
God is all powerful. He fills the heaven and earth.
但是神也常常。给人一个特定的地点。
Yet God also gives man a specific place to be.
一个他分别为圣的地方。
A place that they can separate to be holy.
在那里他特别的临在。
And there they can specially receive.
他要我们人聚集到那里。
And He wants us to congregate there.
因为神是灵，是我们肉眼所看不见的。
Because God is spirit, we cannot see Him.
那我们人是生活在时间跟空间里头。
But man is limited by time and space.
很多时候我们需要有那个具体的、看得见的、摸得着的。
And many times we need the tangible, seeable, and touchable things.
也因为这样子，神特别显立了一些地点，让我们能够专注在那里。
It is because of this that God has selected a place for us to be able to congregate there.
这来帮助我们。跟神之间一直能够保持着一个密切的关系。
And the purpose is so that we can always have a close relationship with God.
人在时空里头，这是人一个很大的软弱。
It is a great weakness for man that we are limited by time and space.
这也是神所知道的。
And but God knows this.
所以神会，他爱我们，他会帮助我们。
And because God loves us, He will help us.
我们请看出埃及记二十五章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 25.
以色列人在旷野的时候，神指示摩西，要为他来建造这个会幕。
When the Israelites were in the wilderness, the Lord instructed Moses to build the tabernacle.
出埃及记二十五章第八节，又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
Exodus 25 verse 8 says, And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them.
其实神是充满着天地。
Actually, God fills the heaven and earth.
但是在这里神告诉摩西说，为我建造圣所，我要住在你们当中。
Yet God tells Moses, make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them.
我要特别的临到你们当中。
I will especially dwell among you.
这是一个特别的地方。
And this is a special place.
可以到这里来求问我。
You can come here to ask of me.
可以到这里来领受我要给你们 的恩典。
And you can come here to receive the blessings that I will give you.
所以第九节说，制造帐幕和其中一切器具都要照我所指示的样式。
And verse 9 says, According to all that I show you, that is the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furnishings, just so you shall make it.
因为这是神所指示的地点。
Because this is where the Lord has instructed.
这是神为了人而分别出来的一个神圣的地方。
And this is the place that God has set aside to be holy in the presence of men.
所以在这里说，建造这个帐幕里头一切的东西都要照着神所指示的样式。
That is why all the furnishings and all the pattern of the tabernacle needs to be made according to the word of the Lord.
为什么要这样强调？因为这个已经不再是一个 普通的地方。
And why does he need to emphasize this? It is because that this place is no longer an ordinary place.
因为这是神圣的神他所要临在的地方。
Because it is the most holy God, that is going to dwell in this place.
真的，摩西他们就照着神所指示的样式来建造这个会幕。
And thus Moses did, build the sanctuary according to the instruction of the Lord.
那神也用特别的作为来肯定他们所做的。
And the Lord used miraculous works to solidify their works.
我们请看出埃及记四十章三十四节。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 40, verse 34.
三十四节，当时云彩遮盖会幕，神的荣光就充满了帐幕。
Then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
这个物质是物，这个会幕是物质所来建造的。
The tabernacle is made of physical matters.
但是它是遵照神的样式。
However, it was made according to the instruction of the Lord.
造好了之后，神的荣光充满在这当中。
After its construction was completed, the glory of the Lord filled it.
来见证说神要住在他们的当中。
Which was to testify that the Lord would dwell among them.
来见证这就是他们应该来聚集的地方。
And to testify that this was the place where they were to congregate.
来见证在这里的求问会得到神的回应。
To testify that those who asked of the Lord in this area would receive answers from the Lord.
以后这些以色列人进了迦南地。
Later, the Israelites entered into the land of Canaan.
神指示大卫来这个建造圣殿的样式。
And God instructed David how to build the temple.
后来大卫的儿子所罗门王他建造了圣殿。
And later Solomon, the son of David, built the temple.
同样的情形也是发生。
And the same occurrence happened.
神的荣光、神的荣耀彰显在这个圣殿。当他们把圣殿献上的时候，
when the temple was dedicated to the Lord, the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
那今天我们所要谈的就是教会。
Now today we are going to discuss the church.
这个教会就像当时的会幕，当时的圣殿。
The church of today is like the tabernacle of the Old Testament and the temple of the Old Testament.
也是神所分别出来的。
It is a place that the Lord has set aside.
是神所要特别临在的地方。
It is a place where the Lord will dwell especially.
我们请看以弗所书第二章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章十九节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19.
十九节，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是以圣徒同国，是神家里的人。
Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
今天我们在主耶稣基督里头，我们都称为圣徒，都称为是神家里的人。
Today, we are all citizens and members of the household of God.
二十节，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
20, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
那我们的集合就是教会。
And our gathering is the church.
那我们是建造在这个使徒和先知的根基上。
And we are built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
就是我们建造在圣经的真理上。
And so we are built on the truth of the Bible.
二十一节，各皇靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
21, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord.
今天我们就是主的圣殿。
Today we are the holy temple of the Lord.
当我们奉主的名一起聚集，这就是神的殿，这就是教会。
When we gather together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, then that is the church.
每一个个人，当我们聚在一起，我们要联络起来。
When we gather together, we need to connect. We need to connect.
就好像做会幕、做圣殿的那些材料要联络起来。
Just as the materials that were used to build the temple also needed to connect together.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵所居住的所在。
In whom also you are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
过去的圣殿有它的独特以及神圣性。
In the past, the temple had its own unique characteristics and its holiness.
所以同样的，今天教会也有它的独特神圣的地方。
And today, the Church of God also has its uniqueness and holiness.
为什么它独特？为什么它神圣？因为这是神所要居住的地方。
Why is it unique and why is it holy? Because it is the place where the Lord will dwell.
所以当在旧约时代一提到圣殿，这是一个很严肃很神圣的事情。
And so in the Old Testament, whenever they mentioned the temple of God, that was a very serious and reverent thing.
所以同样的，我们今天要同样的态度来对待这个教会。
In the same way, we should have that same attitude toward the church of today.
我们再请看以弗所书第一章二十二节。
Look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22.
二十二节将万有伏在他的脚下，使教会做万有之首。
And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church.
23节，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
23, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
在这里再一次的保罗说到，这个教会就是神所要充满的。
Here, once again, Paul says that this church is where the Lord will have his fullness.
所以我们每一个基督徒，我们跟这个教会啊，是有一个密切不可分开的一个关系。
Thus, every Christian has a very close relationship to the church that cannot be separated.
如果没有教会，就没有我们。
If there is no church, then there is no us.
当然没有我们，也就没有教会。
And of course, if there is no us, there is no church.
所以教会既然是这么的神圣啊，这么的重要啊，所以我们一定要归属于教会。
And so because the church is so important and so holy, we must belong to the church.
这也是我们跟主耶稣一个重要的关系。
And this also is a very important relationship between us and God.
主耶稣就是天上的真神。
Our God is the true heavenly God.
所以我们一定要跟这位真神建立起关系。
And so it's very important for us that we build a relationship with this God.
那我们一定要跟教会建立起关系。
And we must also build a relationship with the church.
所以第一步，我们怎么来跟耶稣、跟教会建立起关系？
So the first step is how can we build a relationship between God and with the church?
我们请看哥林多前书十二章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书十二章十二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12.
十二节就好像身子是一个，却有许多肢体。而且肢体虽多，人是一个身子，基督也是这样。
For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ.
对人来讲，神就是一个，就是一个伟大，就是一个奥秘。
In the eyes of man, God is great and he is a mystery.
那我们要努力的去认识神。
And we need to put an effort to understand this God.
在过去有很多的古圣徒，他们都努力的来认识神。
And in the past, many ancient saints put in a great deal of effort to know this God.
他们也用我们容易明白的方法来帮助我们认识神。
And they used ways that are easy for us to understand to also help us understand this God.
所以在十二节说，基督也是这个样子。
And so verse 12 says, so also is Christ.
主耶稣基督就像是一个身体。
The Lord Jesus Christ is like a body.
一个身体有很多的肢体。
There are many members of one body.
那这到底在说什么？
And what is it saying?
其实这就在说明我们跟基督的关系。
This is explaining the relationship between us and God.
这也在说明我们彼此之间的关系。
This is also explaining the relationship between all of us.
13节。
Verse 13.
我们不羁是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，引于一位圣灵。
For by one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and all have been made to drink into one spirit.
我们怎么跟主耶稣建立起关系？
How do we establish a relationship with God?
我们如何跟这个教会来建立起关系？
How do we establish a relationship with this church?
最开始最基本的一步就是我们受洗。
The basic step is that we must be baptized.
受洗成为这个身体的一部分。
Baptized to be a part of this one body.
受洗让我们属于主耶稣基督。
Baptized so that we can belong to the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个受洗是由圣灵运行跟圣灵来做见证的。
This baptism has the Holy Spirit dwelling in it and also being a testifier of it.
十四节，身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多的肢体。
For in fact the body is not one member but many.
只有一个身体。
There's only one body.
这个身体里头有很多的肢体。
But there's many members of this body.
那我们就是这个身体上的肢体。
And we are one of the members of that body.
所以没有我们就没有这个身体。
So if we do not exist, then there is no body.
如果没有这个身体，那也就没有我们。
And if this body does not exist, then neither do we.
所以我们跟主耶稣跟教会是有这种密切不可分开的关系。
So we can see that there is a very close relationship between us and God and the church, and it cannot be separated.
我们不能够说我的生活里头有神，但是我没有教会。
We can't say that I have God in my life, but I don't have church.
有神就要有教会。
If you have God, then you must have a church.
属于主耶稣就要属于教会。
To belong to God, you must belong to the church.
在以弗所书里头说，我们要被建造。
And the book of Ephesians it says we must be built.
这个建造就是用真理来建造。
And how are we built? By the truth of God.
今天我们的洗礼是由圣经的真理来做根据。
Today our baptism is based on the truth of the Bible.
然后我们也要联络起来，联络得很恰当。
And we need to connect so that we can be strong.
我们就是用神的爱来联络起来。
And how do we connect? We connect by the love of God.
我们就是借着圣灵的工作，圣灵的运行来联络起来。
By the dwelling of the Holy Spirit and the work of the Holy Spirit, we can connect.
我们请看诗篇七十三篇。
Let's look at Psalm 73.
诗篇七十三篇二十八节。
Psalm 73:28.
第一句话说：“但我亲近神，是与我有益。”
It says, "But it is good for me to draw near to God."
这里告诉我们，我们要亲近神。
We must draw near to God.
神是灵，是我们肉眼所看不见的。
God is a spirit; we cannot see him with our fleshly eyes.
那用这样的字眼亲近神，我们怎么来亲近神
？But how can we then draw near to God?
亲近神的一个在今天我们生活的实行里头，就是亲近教会。
A practical way to draw near to God today is to draw near to the church.
一个人不能够说我是亲近神的，但是我不亲近教会。
One cannot say I will draw near to God, but I will not draw near to the church.
如果这样的一个讲法，这是有问题的。
There's a problem with this kind of phrase.
所以今天我们说亲近神，那也就是我们要亲近教会。
So today, if we say we're going to draw near to God, we must draw near to the church.
我们亲近教会。就是来到神的面前。
And how do we draw near to church? It is to come to the presence of God.
教会是神所要充满的地方。
The church is where the Lord will dwell in His fullness.
这里说亲近神与我们有益处。
Here it says it is good for us to draw near to God.
一个亲近教会的人会带给他益处。
It will be good for one to draw near to the church.
第一个，我们要得着在主耶稣基督里头的平安。
How? First, we will receive peace from the Lord.
我们知道人的努力可以得到有条件的平安。
We know that the effort of man can achieve peace with limitations.
有条件的平安也是在有条件之下可以帮助我们。
And this peace can also help us in certain limited situations.
我们都晓得，我们也要得着那绝对的平安。就是在主耶稣基督里头的平安。
But we all know we want to gain true peace, and that is the peace we can gain in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那一个亲近教会的人，他就要得着基督里头的平安。
One who draws near to the church will be able to receive that peace that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们需要在基督里头的平安。
We need the peace from the Lord.
但是当我们觉得我好像没有基督里头的平安。
But when we feel as though we don't have this peace.
那我们就知道我们跟神的关系是出了问题。
Then we know that there is a problem with our relationship with God.
那我们怎么去改进？
So how do we change?
从亲近教会开始。
Through drawing near to the church.
亲近教会与我们有益处。
Drawing near to the church is good to us, good for us.
我们都知道有永生。
We all know that there is an eternal life.
我们都要很在意。我们将来的永生。
And we all need to place importance on this future eternal life.
对将来的永生有把握，这个才是最大的益处。
And we also, and one of the greatest goods is to have conviction in our eternal life.
对将来的永生有把握，我们才真正达到 我们活着的目的。
And when we are sure of our eternal life in the future, then we will have a true purpose in life.
一个亲近教会的人，他对永生会有把握。
One who draws near to God will be sure of their eternal salvation.
我们很真实的生活在这个大环境里头。
We live in the today's society.
我们很努力的来保护自己，让自己有一个更好的生活。
And we put in a lot of effort to protect ourselves and to have a better life in this world.
很多时候我们也发现说我们很有限。
And oftentimes we realize that we are very limited.
我们做父母亲的，我们也尽量的努力的要保护我们的儿女。
As parents, we put in a lot of effort to protect our children.
但是我们也发现做父母的，我们做父母的也很有限。
But we realize that our parents, we are also very limited.
我们的生活需要得到眷顾。
Our lives need support.
我们的生活需要得到神的保守，神的看顾。
We need the Lord's protection, His guidance.
我们亲近教会，与我们有益处。
To draw near to the church will bring us good.
一个亲近教会的人，他的生活要得到神的眷顾。
One who draws near to church will receive God's guidance and protection.
当我们受洗之后，我们也知道，在我们里头有属灵的生命。
After we are baptized, we know that there is a spiritual life within us.
在神的面前，我们是活着的人。
And in the presence of God, we are living men.
生命需要被栽培，生命需要成长。
Life needs to be nourished, it needs to grow.
我们亲近教会，让我们属灵的生命能够得到栽培，得到成长。
We draw near to the church so our spiritual life can be nourished and can grow.
是的，亲近教会与我们有益处。
It is true that to draw near to the church is good.
那我们如何来亲近教会？
So how can we draw near to the church?
第一个，我们要出于自动的、自愿的，我们愿意。
First, we must take initiative and be willing to do so.
当我们的孩子还小的时候，我们要努力的关心他们的信仰，带他们到教会来。
When our children are still young, we need to put an effort to care about their faith and bring them to church.
甚至做父母亲的，有时候我们可以用比较强迫的方式，一定要他们来。
Even as parents, we might even have to force our children to come to church.
当我们刚信主的时候。
When we first came to church.
在我们的周遭有很多关心我们、爱我们的弟兄姐妹，招呼我们、带领我们到教会。
Oh, when we first came to believe, there are many brothers and sisters who would greet us and help us and take care of us and guide us in our faith.
我们的孩子他会长大。
Our children will grow up.
我们的孩子有一天他一定要独立。
And our children one day must be independent.
我们的孩子有一天很多事情他要自己做下决定。
And our children one day will have to make a lot of their own decisions.
我们不是一直是初信的弟兄姐妹。
We can't always be the new believers.
这个周遭的人的这种爱跟关心常常也是有限的。
Because the love and the care of those around us sometimes is also limited.
我们到底要跟神跟教会建立起怎样的关系？最后的决定还是在我们自己。
The kind of relationship we want to establish between God or with the church in the end depends entirely on us.
我们讲到如何亲近教会，最根本的、最重要的还是我们自己，我们愿意。
One of the most important and most basic factors of how to draw near to the church is ourselves and whether or not we are willing.
我们在追求道理的过程里头，我们要去认识神的宝贵，神的价值。
In our pursuit of the truth, we need to understand the preciousness and the value of the Lord.
在这个同时当中，我们要认识教会的价值跟宝贵。
And at the same time, we need to understand how precious and how valuable the church is.
到最后，我们愿意亲近教会，这是我们自己要的。
And that way, in the end, to draw near to the church will be something we want to do ourselves.
通常到最后，没有人是可以被强迫做什么事情或从事什么活动。
Because in the end, no one can force anyone to go to any event or do any work.
耶稣亚带领百姓进入了迦南地。
Joshua guided the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
他一直都是带领他们，是他们的领袖。
And the way by.
Sorry. 是他们的 leader.
He was their leader, and to lead them into the land of Canaan.
哦，但是对亲近神这件事情，他也知道最后是百姓自己要做决定。
But in terms of drawing near to the God, he knew that the Israelites themselves had to make their own decision.
我们请看耶稣雅记二十四章。
Let's look at Joshua 24.
耶稣雅记二十四章十五节。
Joshua 24:15.
十五节，若是你们以侍奉主为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这地亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉主。
15. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
这是耶稣雅对百姓的一个很重要的表白。
This was a very important saying that Joshua stated to the Israelites.
啊，同时他也对百姓提出啊一个很大的挑战。
And at the same time, he reminded the Israelites of a very great challenge.
啊，他是一个啊这个领导者，他为百姓决定很多事情。
Joshua was a leader. He made a lot of decisions on behalf of the Israelites.
我们今天要去攻打哪一座城市？
Today, what city are we going to battle against?
好，我们要在哪里安营
？Where will we dwell today?
好，这些都是他在做决定。
These decisions were all made by Joshua.
啊，但是现在这个最重要的决定是百姓要自己做。
But now this most important decision was a decision the Israelites themselves had to make.
就是你们要选择你们所要侍奉的神。
And this decision was what God they were going to serve.
你们要选择你们要愿意亲近神。
Well, are you going to choose to be willing to draw near to the Lord?
那让我很感动的地方是这个耶稣雅他说我还有我的家。
What touches me the most is when Joshua says, as for me and my house.
我们每一个人都是很独特的。
We are all very unique.
包括我们所生的儿女，每一个都是独特的。
Including our children, everyone is unique.
我们做父母亲的爱我们的儿女，很多时候我们为儿女来决定一些事情。
As parents, oftentimes we will make decisions on behalf of our children.
但是很多人的经验告诉我们，很多事情我们不可以为我们的儿女来做决定。
But our experience tells us that there's a lot of things that we cannot decide on behalf of our children.
儿女是我们生的，但是我们不是他。
We gave birth to our children, but we are not them.
但是我想，有一件事情是我们可以来为儿女做决定的。
But I think there is something that we can, a decision that we can make on behalf of our children.
那而且是必须的。
And it is something that we must do.
就是为他们的信仰来做决定。
It is to make a decision on behalf of their faith.
那耶稣雅，他很努力的来经营他的国家。我也看出来他很努力的在经营他的家庭。
Joshua put in a lot of effort to strengthen his people, and at the same time put in a lot of effort to strengthen his house and his family.
在这个时候，他的儿女应该都是长大成人了。
At this time, his children most likely were already older and had become their own men.
就信仰这个层面，耶稣雅还能够为他的儿女来做决定。
But in terms of their faith, Joshua was still able to make the decision on their behalf.
这件最重要的事情，儿女跟他是一样的。
In this most important matter, his children and him were the same.
什么叫做成功的父母？
What does it mean to be a successful parent?
我想这就是成功的父母。
I think this is what it means to be a successful parent.
也愿神怜悯我们，让我们做父母的都能够做这样的表白。
And may the Lord have mercy on us so that all of us who are parents can make this kind of confession and decision.
所以如何亲近神，第一个是我们自己愿意来亲近神。
So how can we draw near to God? We first must be willing to draw near to Him.
我们请看希伯来书十一章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11.
教会 是一个分别尊贵神圣的地方。
The church is a location that is separate, it is holy.
就好像当时的圣殿，就好像当时的会幕。
Just as the temple in the past and the sanctuary in the past.
所以我们愿意来亲近教会。
And so we are willing to draw near to the church.
不可以把它当成到一个平常的地方去。
We can't take it to be going to a normal, ordinary location.
我们一定要有所准备的。
We need to have preparation.
不是要来的这一刹那，而是在平时就做这个准备。
And not to make this preparation only at that moment we are coming to church, but to make the preparation in our daily lives.
希伯来书十一章第六节。
Hebrews 11 verse 6.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
我们总是存着信心来追求我们的信仰。
We must always pursue our faith, we must always pursue in faith.
我们要存着信心来亲近教会。
We must draw near to the church in faith.
所以我们常常反省一下，我现在我信心的状况是怎样。
And so we must often reflect what is the nature of my faith today.
我们要常常求神加添我们的信心。
We must often ask the Lord to give us more faith.
我们要常常努力的来建立我们的信心。
We must often put an effort to establish our faith.
因为我们是要常常的来亲近教会。
Because we must constantly draw near to the church.
没有信心是不能够得到神的喜悦。
For without faith, it is impossible to please God.
再请看希伯来书十二章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章十四节。
Hebrews 12:14.
十四节，你们要追求与众人和睦，并且要追求圣洁，没有圣洁，非圣洁，没有人能见主。
Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord.
教会是神所要充满的地方。
The church is where the Lord will dwell in all his fullness.
教会是神所分别他特别临在的地方。
The church is where the Lord has separated that he will especially come down and dwell in.
当我们说我们来到教会，
When we say we come to the church,
我们就是说我来到一个最神圣的地方。
We are saying that we are coming to the most holy place.
所以这里希伯来书的作者他勉励我们说要追求圣洁。
And this is why in Hebrews, the author of Hebrews tells us that we must pursue holiness.
这指着在平常的生活里头我们就要追求圣洁。
This is to say that in our daily lives, we need to pursue holiness.
因为我们要常常的来到教会来亲近神。
Because we want to come to the church often to draw near to Him.
再来，我们来到教会了，我们来亲近神了，那我们到底要做什么？
Next, we have come to the church. We have drawn near to God. Now, what do we do next?
是的，这也是神的家，我们在这里来享受。家的温暖。
Yes, it is true that this is the family of this is the household of God, and here we are able to enjoy the warmth of a family.
这也是一个神所分别让我来敬拜神的地方。
This is also the place that the Lord has separated for us to worship Him.
能够养成到教会来的习惯，这个是好的。
It is good for us to nurture a habit of coming to church.
但是我们要也要想一下，到底我来做什么？
But we need to think about this. Why are we coming here?
人也是很特别的。当你没有了什么目标目的的时候，常常对那个地方也就不会再想去。
Men are very unique. When we don't have a motivation or a goal of going somewhere, then we won't really want to go there.
我们请参考希伯来书第十章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书十章二十五节。
Hebrews 10:25.
十章二十五节，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，更当如此。
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching.
在现实的生活里头，有人会停止了来亲近教会。
In daily life, there are some who will cease to draw near to the church.
这个在历代以来，包括今天，都会发生的。
From ancient times till today, this has occurred.
不再亲近教会，它会成为了一种习惯。
And to not draw near to the church sometimes becomes a habit.
教会这么重要，教会这么好，但是会停止来亲近教会。
Although the church is so important, although it's so good, some may cease to draw near to the church.
所以我们也要想清楚，到底我来教会要做什么。
And so we need to think about this clearly. What do we come to the church to do?
我想来到教会，的确有一些重要的事情是我们要做的。
I think that there are some things that are very important for us to do when we come to the church.
第一个，我们来教会，我们来学习神的教训。
First, we come to the church to learn the teachings of God.
神的教训要成为我们人生道路的指引。
The teachings of God will be a guide for our path of life.
我们好像每天都例行的在过日子。
We live our daily life as almost a routine.
在这些平凡的日子里头，我们也总是会遇到一些事情，一些很特别的情况。
But in our routine, we might face very special situations.
在这种特殊的情况，到底是什么来指引我们的路？
In these special situations, what guides our path?
我们知道我们需要神的教训来指引我们的路。
We know that we need to be guided by the truth of the Lord.
所以我们来到教会，我们来学习神的教训。
And so we come to the church and we learn the word of God.
这个也是神所看重的。
And this is something that God places great importance on.
神要指引我们的路。
God will guide our path.
他用他的教训来指引我们的路。
With his teachings, he will guide our path.
我们请看路加福音第十章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章四十二节。
Luke chapter 10 verse 42.
四十二节，主耶稣说：“这是不可少的一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。”
But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her.
玛利亚她坐在主耶稣的脚前来听主耶稣的教训。
Mary sat at the feet of Jesus to listen to his teachings.
主耶稣说：“这个是不可以少的一件事情。”
And Lord Jesus said that this is something that is needed.
这就是一个最大的福气之一。
And this is one of the greatest blessings.
我们来到教会，我们要用心的来学习神的教训。
When we come to the church, we must wholeheartedly listen and learn the word of God.
再请看撒母耳记上第一章。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 1.
撒母耳记上第一章第五节。
1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 5.
15节。
Verse 15.
15节，哈拿回答说：“主啊。”不是这样，我是心里愁苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没有喝，但在神的面前倾心吐意。
But Hannah answered and said, No, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but I have poured out my soul before the Lord.
是的，我们的神充满天地。
It is true that the Lord dwells, fills the heaven and the earth.
所以在任何的地点，任何的时刻，我们可以向神来祷告呼求。
So that in any location, at any time, we can cry out to the Lord.
但是我还是要强调的，教会它是更独特的。
But I want to emphasize that the church is a very special place.
哈拿这里说她来到神的面前，倾心吐意。
Here it states that Hannah came to the presence of the Lord to pour out her soul.
她就是来到有耶柜的地方。
She came to the place where the Ark of the Covenant.
对我们今天来讲，就是我们来到教会。
Which for us today is to come to the church.
我们在来到这里倾心吐意。
We can come here to pour out our soul before the Lord.
在这里，哈拿得到神的回应。
And here Hannah received the answer of the Lord.
我们亲近教会，我们来到教会倾心吐意，我们也要得到神的回应。
When we draw near to the church and we come to the church and pour our soul before Him, then He will answer us.
我们来到教会做什么？
Why do we come to the church?
我们来到教会学习神的教训，我们也来到教会好好的做祷告。
We come to the church to learn the word of God and to make prayers.
神的爱啊是无限的。
The love of God is unlimited.
是的，在我们生活的点点滴滴里头，我们都可以看到神的爱。
And it is true that in every single aspect of our lives, we can see the love of God.
好，我们要常常被神的爱来激励我们。
We must often be compelled by the love of God.
好，这一条信仰的道路必须要有神的爱来支撑我们。
The love of God must be what supports us through our journey of faith.
有一个层面的神的爱，我们必须在教会里头来认识。
And there is an aspect of the love of God that we must learn only through the church.
我们请看以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter
3. 以弗所书第三章十八节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 18.
十八节，能够和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 18 may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth of, and height of the love of God.
明白神的爱的方法之一就是跟弟兄姐妹一起来明白基督的爱。
One way to understand the love of God is to understand it with all the saints, with all the brothers and sisters.
是的，神充满在天地。
It is true that the Lord fills the heaven and the earth.
是的，在每一个地方，你都可以，我们都可以看到神的爱，体验到神的爱。
It is true that in any location we can experience the love of God.
但是神的爱是这么的伟大，这么的完整。
But the love of God is so great, it is so complete.
如果要更多的明白神的爱这一块，来到教会这一块是我们不能忽略的。
If we want to understand the word of God more deeply, then the peace of coming to the church is something that we cannot lack.
长时间不亲近教会的人，你对神的爱的体验跟明白是不完整的。
Those who do not draw near to the church for a long period of time will have a lesser understanding and experience of the love of God.
对神的爱的体会不完整，你会缺少动力的。
And to have this incomplete experience of the love of God will give us a lack of motivation.
因为神的爱是我们生活，我们的信仰一个很重要的动力。
Because the love of God is a very important motivator for our life, for our faith.
一个常常亲近教会的人，他对神的爱的明白是会更完，是会完整的。
And one who often draws near to the church will be able to have a more complete understanding of God's love.
所以我们信仰的情况绝对是跟亲近教会有关系。
And so the status of our faith is directly related to our relationship with the church.
神这么爱我们，我们要荣耀神。
The Lord loves us so much, so we must glorify Him.
我们可以在我们生活的每一个层面，我们来荣耀神的名。
And we can glorify the name of God in many different aspects of our lives.
那在教会来荣耀神的名，这也是一个不可忽略的。
But to glorify the name of God within the church is something we cannot neglect.
一个缺少亲近教会的人，他对神的荣耀也是不完整的。
One who often does not come to draw near to the church will often be able to glorify God.
今天不是因为我们完全了，我们被神拣选。
Today we are not chosen because we are complete.
甚至是我们还做罪人的时候，主耶稣爱我们，他拣选我们。
Actually, the Lord loved us even when we were sinners, and He saved us.
先拣选我们，然后让我们留我们的生命，让我们来追求来成为完全。
He first chose us, then used our lives to become complete.
我们可以自己努力来建立自己。
We can put in effort to continue to establish ourselves.
但是这个不完整。
But this will not be complete.
我们必须亲近教会。
We need to draw near to the church.
我们必须靠着弟兄姐妹彼此来建立。
We need to establish each other through all our brothers and sisters.
所以教会跟我们绝对是有一个密切的关系。
So the church and us has a direct and close relationship.
我们也是神的工作。
We are the workmanship of God.
当我们离开了教会，
Once we leave the church,
我们是神的工作。
We are the workmanship of God.
我们要像主耶稣所说的，成为这个世界上的光。
We must be, as the Lord Jesus says, the light of the world.
成为这个世界上的盐。
Be the salt of the world.
那我们必须要先亲近教会。
But to do so, we must first draw near to the church.
请看以弗所书三章十六节。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16.
以弗所书三章十六节
Ephesians 3:16
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀借着他的灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来
That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man
我们要成为神的工作我们必须要心里的力量是刚强的
To become the workmanship of God we need to be strengthened with might in our inner man
亲近教会让我们心里的力量刚强起来。
But drawing near to the church will help us to be strengthened in our inner man.
再看三章十七节。
Look at 3:17.
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love.
要成为神的工作，我们必须要有里头那个很真实的爱。
The workmanship of God, we need to have the true love, we need to be grounded in love.
在生活当中，我们也常常会有困惑，会有怀疑。
On our lives, we will often have doubts and we will have troubles.
这些困惑，这些怀疑，大大的影响我们生活的品质。
And these doubts and these troubles will affect our lives.
这些也会影响我们的信仰。
And will also affect our faith.
我们如何跳脱我们的困惑，我们的怀疑。
How do we transcend our doubts and our troubles?
请看诗篇七十三篇。
Let's look at Psalm 73.
诗篇七十三篇十六节。
Psalm 73:16.
十六节，我思索怎能明白这事，眼看时系为难。
When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me.
生活当中一定会有困惑，一定会有怀疑。
There will be confusion in our lives. There will be doubts.
有困惑，有怀疑，必须要得到解决。
And when we have these confusions and doubts, we need to have an answer or solution.
十七节，我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局。
17. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end.
如何跳脱我们的问题、我们的困惑、我们的怀疑
？How do we transcend our questions and our confusion and our doubts.
这里告诉我们要进神的圣所。
Here it tells us we need to enter into the sanctuary of God.
我们要亲近教会。
We need to draw near to the church.
我们才有办法真的来跳脱我们生活当中的这个困惑跟怀疑。
Only then will we be able to transcend our confusions and doubts.
所以教会就是神的居所。
The church is the dwelling place of God.
我们是教会的一部分。
And we are a part of this church.
我们不能够说我是教会的一部分，但是我不亲近教会。
We cannot say that I am a part of this church, but I will not draw near to it.
我们一起唱诗171首。
Let's sing hymn 171.
神是存在的，而且是我们生活当中我们必须要跟神建立关系。
God exists, and in our daily lives we need to establish a relationship with him.
我们都努力的在跟神建立关系。
And we are diligently trying to pursue this relationship with him.
我们也求神继续帮助我们，让我们也能够明白，我们要跟神建立关系，我们必须要亲近教会。
We ask God to help us to understand that if we want to draw near to Him, we must also draw near to the church.
所以我们这一次青年灵恩会的主题是教会与我。
And so this, the theme for this year's Young Adult Spiritual Convocation is My Church and I.
在人生的道路上面，这是一个很好的机会，让我们静下心来，让我们再一次的好好的来想一想我们的教会跟我们。
This is a very good opportunity for us to reflect on our relationship between the church.
相信神会祝福我们，会启发我们。
I believe God will bless us, will give us revelations.
我们现在来做结束的祷告。
Let us now take a concluding prayer.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
If you'd like to receive the laying of hands, please come to the front to pray.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.